Nebuchadnezzar began the siege of Jerusalem in the 9th year of Zedekiah's reign. The king of Judah had broken his oath of allegiance to the Babylonians and was plotting with Egypt and other nations. Part of the people of Judah had already been sent into exile. The first deportation had come in 605 BC, the second in 597 BC, so when Zedekiah rebelled in 586 BC, Nebuchadnezzar decided to destroy Jerusalem completely and deport the population. So the city was besieged by the Chaldean army, and during the siege the prophet Jeremiah was detained in the courtyard of the prison. He advised Zedekiah to surrender, assuring him that if he did, he and the city would be spared. Otherwise, Jerusalem would be burnt. But Zedekiah preferred to listen to the false prophets, who were telling reassuring lies. Yet Jeremiah's message was not without hope. God promised to bring the people back to their country after 70 years of captivity. The prophet wrote to the exiles, exhorting them not to lose heart and to live in peace until their return. Shortly before the fall of Jerusalem, God told the prophet to buy a field that belonged to Jeremiah's cousin in Anathoth. The document was to be signed in the presence of witnesses and then put in a jar to be kept for a long time. This deed of purchase was to signify that God would bring the people back to Judah and that once more they would buy fields and sign transactions in their own land. During the second year of the siege, the wall was broken through and the Babylonians took the city. Then Zedekiah, the officers, and all the soldiers fled by night, heading towards the Jordan Valley, but the Babylonians overtook them in the plains of Jericho. Zedekiah was captured and taken to Nebuchadnezzar. The king of Babylon showed no mercy. Zedekiah's sons and all the nobles of Judah were slaughtered before his eyes. It was the last thing Zedekiah ever saw, as Nebuchadnezzar had his eyes put out. Then he was bound with bronze shackles and taken to Babylon, where he remained for the rest of his life. The walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and the temple, the palaces, and all the houses were set on fire. The commander of the imperial guard carried into exile all who remained in Judah, leaving only the poorest people in the land. The terrible judgment that Jeremiah had so often announced to the people fell at last on the rebellious nation. Jerusalem became a heap of smoking ruins. The temple articles and the palace treasures were carried off to Babylon, and the inhabitants were deported or slain. Jeremiah, Baruch the scribe, and the Ethiopian who had saved the prophet's life were not harmed. Nebuchadnezzar gave orders to allow Jeremiah either to go to Babylon or to remain in the country as he wished. Jeremiah chose to stay, and he continued to prophesy in Judah. He assured the people that the Lord loved Israel with an everlasting love, and that he would restore the fortunes of the land as they were before. With this promise of restoration, God graciously announced that he would make a new covenant with the house of Israel, one that would never be broken. "I will put my law in their minds," he said, "and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." Jeremiah described the future glory of the kingdom and the peace and prosperity that Messiah, in redemptive power, would bring to his people. "He would be the righteous branch that will sprout from David's line," said the prophet, "and, as the Lord our righteousness, he would sit on the throne of David forever." Jeremiah also foretold the destruction of Babylon. God would punish the wicked city for its cruelty. Babylon would fall, never to rise again, and judgment would come on the land of the Chaldeans. This prophecy was accomplished, and Babylon became a heap of smoking ruins. Jeremiah wrote a lament in the form of 5 poems called the Lamentations. The prophet wept over the terrible fate of Jerusalem and the sufferings of the people. However, he did not lose hope, for he knew that God is faithful, and that his compassions never fail. The end of Jeremiah's life was spent in Egypt, where he had been taken against his will by a remnant of the Jews who stubbornly refused to obey the word of the Lord. Next episode, the prophet Ezekiel.